We are joined by the commissioner of Major League Baseball. He was elected as the 10th commissioner in the history of Major League Baseball on August 14th, 2014. He officially took over as commissioner on January 25th, 2015. He previously served as chief operating officer of Major League Baseball and MLB's executive VP for economics and league affairs prior to that. The first Little League Classic is going to be played by the Cardinals and the Pirates this Sunday in Williamsport at 7 p.m. Eastern on ESPN. We are joined by Rob Manfred. Commissioner, nice to have you on today. How are you?
I'm good, Jim. How are you?
I am great. It's good to visit with you. Thanks so much. Let me start first with that Major League Baseball Little League Classic. It's coming up on Sunday, Commissioner, as I mentioned. It's going to feature the Cards and the Pirates. They're facing off at BB&T Ballpark in Williamsport, which coincides with the Little League World Series. So what does the event mean to you and to the future of your sport?
Well, I think it's a really important event in terms of defining our priority on youth participation. Right after I was elected, the very first appearance I did was at the Little League World Series. Steve Keener, the president of Little League, has been a great partner with us in terms of trying to drive youth participation. And we think publicizing our partnership with Little League and our focus on youth by playing a game in Williamsport is going to be a really exciting event.
Rob Manfred, the commissioner of Major League Baseball, my guest. So as part of the event, the Major League players will have the opportunity to attend the Little League World Series. Lance Lynn and Randall Grichuk of the Cardinals both played in the Little League World Series when they were kids. So what's your hope in terms of the impact it might have on Little League players when they see guys who were in their shoes not that long ago playing at the Major League level?
Well, I think that, you know, that type of association encourages kids to play our sport. I think seeing guys who make it to the big leagues, seeing what great gentlemen they turned out to be is the kind of role models that's just perfect for kids.
You know, then you follow that up with the Players' Weekend. That's Friday, August 25th to Sunday, August 27th. Where did the idea from that first come from?
Well, it was an idea that really came out of some conversations with the Major League Baseball Players Association. One of the things we've been talking with the PA about is player marketing and fans' desire to have access to our players, and we think the Players Weekend will give our fans just a little different, more casual view of our players, which we think will be good for the game.
You know, you look at it, and there's so much talent in the game right now, from Mike Trout to Aaron Judge to Bryce Harper, to name only a few. Do you feel like those athletes are connecting with fans and resonating with fans in a way that you would like them to, or maybe is there more work that could even be done in that area?
Well, you know, marketing your players is an ongoing effort. It's something we're really focused on. We're excited about our new partnership with Under Armour. We think having a consumer brand on the field and having that consumer brand partnering with our individual athletes will encourage additional marketing of our player, really important to us. But you know, I think if you take just one experience, Aaron Judge in the Home Run Derby, it's hard to argue that our players aren't connecting with our fans.
We're talking to the commissioner of Major League Baseball, Rob Manfred. Now, purely from a fan's perspective, then, what was your reaction when you saw Harper go down with an injury after making contact with first base?
Well, look, you always hate to see any player, and particularly a player of Bryce's caliber, get injured during that part of the season that leads into our exciting postseason. Very grateful that the injury doesn't appear to be quite as serious as originally feared, and hopeful that Bryce will be back for some of the season in the postseason.
Yeah, I think when you say that, you speak for all the fans. What about from the commissioner's perspective? When you see a star get hurt the way he did, is that just one of those things, or is that something that might be prevented going forward? And if so, how?
Well, look, we always are looking for ways to improve the safety of our players on the field. Obviously, we've made a couple of important changes in recent years, the home plate collision rule and then the changes surrounding plays at second base. I think with this one, you know, it's one of those freak things, you know, two players headed for the bag at the same time and just putting his foot down at the wrong spot in relation to the bag. It's hard to know how you can prevent an injury like that.
talking to the commissioner of Major League Baseball, Rob Manfred. You know, we're talking also about the fans connecting with the players and how they do that. You know, one of the ways that some of the players choose to express their personalities is with a celebration, of course, after hitting a home run. But as we know, opposing pitchers do not always care for that. And that brings up the topic of the code and some of the unwritten rules of the game, where celebrating a home run might get you thrown at intentionally or unintentionally later on. So where do you come out at this point on the code? You feel like that's something that helps or maybe hurts the game?
Well, I think that that the code has always been a part of the baseball tradition. I think the most important point to make is I think that code is going to evolve. The code has always been established and, you know, effectively enforced by players. I think that the next generation of players, the young guys that are coming into the game right now, are a little different than their predecessors. And I do think you're going to see the code change to allow for a little more emotion on the field.
Commissioner of Major League Baseball is our guest, Rob Manfred. One of the issues that you've spoken about a number of times is the pace of play at the All-Star break. The average nine-inning game was 3 hours and 5 minutes. So what do you make of that number, and how important is it for you to maybe reduce that?
Well, I mean, I see pace of play and the length of the game as two separate issues. You know, how long a game takes is often determined by what happens on the field, the number of runs scored, whatever. More important to me is that we continue to focus on the elimination of dead time in the game so that whether it's a 10-9 game or a 2-1 game, the game moves along with good pace.
Yeah, for instance, when traditionalists hear ideas about things like pitch clocks, they get very nervous. Is that something that's on the table, or are there less dramatic ways of possibly speeding up the game?
Well, we've used the pitch clock in the minor leagues for a number of years. Even our most traditional baseball people have seen those games. They are in agreement that it moves the game along in a way that's positive without altering the fundamentals of baseball. So I think we should continue to discuss with the Players Association, and we'll discuss pitch clocks.
Yeah, it puts everybody in kind of an interesting position in the sense that baseball has this incredibly rich tradition. So how do you go about balancing the traditions of the game with the need to evolve and change?
Well, I think on the issues related to pace of play, where we've landed is that we need to deal with the dead time in our game. You know, commercial breaks, mound visits, pitchers who don't deliver the ball promptly. Nobody's in favor of dead time. On the one hand, and I think we need to deal with those things first. And I think we should avoid, until we've eliminated the dead time at least, any change that would impact the outcome of a game, the way you use players, you know, suggestions like relief pitchers having to pitch to more than one batter. We should avoid those changes until we've dealt with the dead time issue.
Right. So as I mentioned at the top, you took over as commissioner in January of 2015. So as you take a step back and you look, what have the first 2.5 years of your time as commissioner been like, and have they been pretty much what you expected?
Look, my first 2.5 years have been tremendously exciting. I think maybe the single biggest thing is the influx of the great young stars into the game. I think it's a very exciting time for our game, and I think the general consensus is that we have a generation of young players that may be the most talented in decades. And, you know, that continues to excite me every day. In terms of the day-to-day operation of the job, you know, I had fortunate. You know, I worked with Commissioner Seelig for a very long time. I had a pretty good idea about what the job was going to be like going into it.
I would imagine. So is there anything about that job that you didn't know when you first took over that you now know?
Well, the one thing that did surprise me a little bit at the beginning is, you know, comments, particularly comments that relate to changes to the game on the field, do evoke very strong reactions from our fans, and you have to be really careful about that. And I think it's just an indication of how attached to the game our fans are.
You know, finally you mentioned Bud Selig. What was it like for him after doing what he did for so long to walk away from that position? And then how often do you talk to him about the job itself now?
Well, I talk to Commissioner Selig probably once a week, once every 10 days. I think he is to be commended. He was one of those rare individuals who had a phenomenal career, capped by his election to the Hall of Fame, yet walked away at a point in time that he was really ready to leave the game, and he deserves great credit for that.
The first Little League Classic is going to be played by the Cardinals and the Pirates this Sunday in Williamsport. That's 7 p.m. Eastern on ESPN. We have been joined by the 10th commissioner of Major League Baseball, Rob Manfred. Rob, really nice to have you on the program. Thanks for the conversation, and nice to get caught up with you.
Jim, great to talk to you, and we'll talk to you again soon.
You got it, Commissioner. Anytime. We'd love to have that conversation once again with you. Rob Manfred, the commissioner of Major League Baseball, joining us right off the top on this Tuesday.